Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is poised to transmit to the Senate the articles of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this will happen on Monday.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
The articles accused Trump of inciting the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This left five people dead, including a U.S. Capitol police officer. Dozens of people have been arrested and charged. Some are claiming they were following the president's direction. The Senate is poised to confirm retired Army General Lloyd Austin to be defense secretary. The vote so far is overwhelming and bipartisan. Both the House and Senate voted yesterday to give Austin a waiver to hold the job because he has not been out of the military for the required 7 years. Separately, the Senate Finance Committee has unanimously approved the nomination of Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. Her nomination now goes to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. A new international treaty to ban nuclear weapons takes effect today, but as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the weapons themselves are unlikely to disappear anytime soon.
It's called the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Elaine White helped negotiate it.
For the first time in history, nuclear weapons are going to be illegal in international law.
Starting today, nations that signed the treaty will be banned from developing, possessing, or housing nuclear weapons on their territory. Over 80 countries have signed on, but so far, the nations that actually have nuclear weapons, including the U.S., are refusing to join. That means nukes aren't going to disappear anytime soon, White admits, but she hopes the new treaty can be a first step towards nuclear disarmament. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
Japan's prime minister insists this year's Olympic Games in Tokyo will be held as scheduled. The Summer Games were postponed last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told Parliament he's determined to make the Games happen, and he'll cooperate closely with Tokyo and the International Olympic Committee. The British newspaper The Times quoted an anonymous politician Friday as saying the government has privately concluded that the Games will have to be canceled due to the pandemic, and that Japan will apply to hold the Games in 2032. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said Thursday that there is no Plan B. But Yoshiro Mori, head of the Tokyo Games Organizing Committee, said in a private speech this month he has no idea if the Games will go ahead or not. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 180 points at 30,995. The Nasdaq is down 22 points at 13,508. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has backed Amazon's decision to kick the social media site Parler off its web cloud services. Amazon cited scores of reports of violence posted by Parler users. Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. Germany is expected to announce next week that the government will place the country's largest right-wing opposition party under surveillance. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports it's for violating the Constitution.
According to German news reports, the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution has wrapped up a 2-year investigation into the Alternative for Deutschland Party, or AfD, and it will soon place the party and its members under state surveillance. The AfD, which was founded 8 years ago, is known for its opposition to the European Union and immigration. It has 88 members in the Bundestag, making up more than 12% of parliament. In March of last year, a far-right extremist faction of the AfD called the Flügel was placed under state surveillance. Many AfD members have espoused racist ideas and trivialized the country's Nazi past. The forthcoming decision is likely to deal a blow to the party in what is an important election year in Germany. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Supporters of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny plan to stage protests across Russia tomorrow. The Kremlin says these are illegal. Navalny was jailed this week just as he returned from Germany. He had spent months being treated by German doctors for a poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Russia denies carrying out the poisoning attack. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from iDrive, providing cloud backup, full system backup, and on-site iDrive appliance to protect PCs, Macs, and servers from data loss due to crashes and ransomware at iDrive.com/NPR and Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we do invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with his fine program, Freetown Radio. We're going to go back to January of 1954 and Chess Recording Studios in Chicago. Listen to the Muddy Waters Band. Muddy, along with Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Belew on drums. Classic lineup of the Muddy Waters Band. And here's sort of an early instance of the classic stop time riff, or a slight variation thereof, that one heard a couple of years later with I'm a Man. This goes to show that it didn't start with Bo Diddley. It started with Muddy Waters.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, "You got a boy child coming. He gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Waiting on the hoochie coochie man. Everybody knows. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. I got to mess with you. I'm gonna make you good. Leave me by my hand. Then the world will know I'm a hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck. And that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know.
Running, ain't but one running. in my way. Well, now one runs at midnight, the other runs at the break of day. At the break of day. Sure enough it is. Sure enough it is. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her steps. She said, come in now, baby, you know my old man just left. My old man just left. Sure enough I, sure enough I did. Sure enough I, I've been crazy. I've been a fool. I've been crazy all of my life. Well, now I fell in love with another man, another man's wife, another man's wife. Sure enough I, sure enough I did. Hey, hey. None of my business. But now you know, oh, it just ain't right to leave your husband in the morning. Go out with your boy at night, with your kid boy at night. Sure enough I, sure enough I did. Sure enough I did.
From 1996 and from James Cotton's disc, Deep in the Blues. That was, of course, Two Trains Running, a variant of Rolling Stone, of Catfish Blues, of Louisiana Blues. One that Muddy Waters had recorded at one point. James Cotton on blues harp on this track and throughout the disc, and also Joe Louis Walker on guitar and Joe Louis Walker on vocals on this number, and Charlie Hayden, the great jazz bassist, playing bass. Before we heard James Cotton do Two Trains Running, we heard the Muddy Waters Band recorded in January '54, doing Hoochie Coochie Man on blues harp. On that track was Little Walter. James Cotton, of course, took the harp chair in the Muddy Waters Band in 1955. Well, we heard Hoochie Coochie Man. We're going to turn to, that song obviously has a bit to do with hoodoo. We're going to change orientation here and move into crass materialism from a 1992 disc called In Your Eyes. Here's blues harp player and vocalist Sugar Blue with Hoochie Coochie Man.
Chicago Health Club body bird. I've got an American Express gold car. I've got to get my new Maserati. Baby, this city living is hard. Well, my paycheck's in six figures, baby. I've got a condo on the mile. Well, I've got a yacht in Burnham Harbor. I dress in custom tailored style. Lord knows I'm here. No argue, babe. Girl, I never raise my voice. I get on the phone and call my lawyer. Power is my drug of choice. Well, baby, I got me a mojo made out of solid gold. If I die and go to hell, drug of choice. Well, baby, I got me a mojo made out of solid gold. If I die and go to hell, well, I'm negotiating for my soul, babe. Lord knows I'm there. Now I'm your Gucci, Gucci man. Baby, don't you know I am? Thank you.
2019, and from their disc Meet Me in Memphis, that was King Bee and the Stingers. They're based out of Memphis. The group centers around a father-daughter duo, Sarah Menifee, a vocalist, obviously, and Mark Menifee is a blues harpist. And that, of course, was a number called Half a Mind. Before that, we heard Sugar Blue from his disc In Your Eyes doing Gucci Gucci Man. Sugar Blue, a really fine blues harp player, grew up in Harlem. His mother was a dancer and singer at the Apollo Theater. Grew up around a lot of musicians, a lot of jazz influence with him, and worked with both recorded and toured with the band The Rolling Stones and quite a number of other artists over the years. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to the late Katie Webster, who lived in Lake Charles for a while. She was originally from Houston, ended up moving out to Oakland, California. But back in the 50s, she was a pianist on a number of tracks recorded at J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley, Louisiana. Here she is, Katie Webster, here on KRVS with Two-Fisted Mama.
Blues from Houston, Texas. Another number I love to do. I really get into it, and when I do it, it goes so deep inside of me. I feel it so deep, and I feel everything I do just as much as you enjoy it. I enjoy it too, because they call me Mr. Blues, and I am the blues. Serve me right to suffer. Serve me right to be alone. Serve me right to suffer this way, babe. Serve me right to be alone. Every time I see another woman's face, and that's why when I see another woman, oh boys, I can't keep them dry. You know the tears come down her face when I see another woman's face. You know the tears come down her face and that's why when I see another woman, oh boys, I can't keep from crying. Doctor, put me on, put me on. Milk, cream, and alcohol. Oh, my doctor, put me the scripture. Johnny, get milk, cream, and alcohol. Your nerve is so bad, you can't sleep at all at night. I hear what he said. He said, once that night, three times a day, and once that night, before you go to bed, soothe your nerve. You got a bad case of nerve. You got a bad case of nerve. I put you on milk, cream, and alcohol. Milk, cream, and alcohol.
That'll be John Lee Hooker. Serves me right to suffer. This from a disc called Hooker and Heat. John Lee Hooker and the band Canned Heat, recorded live at the Fox Venice Theater. Before hearing Hooker in the Heat, we heard Katie Webster here on KRVS doing a number called Two-Fisted Mama. Katie on piano and vocals. And we're going to turn next to Bobby Bland. John Lee Hooker had a Memphis connection. He moved from Clarksdale up to Memphis, worked as an usher for a while in a movie theater and that sort of thing until he moved on, ultimately ending up in Detroit. Bobby Bland, of course, spent more time in Memphis, Tennessee. In fact, he was part of a band for a while, a sort of ad hoc group called the Beale Streeters that also included at one point B.B. King. Here's Bobby Bland here on KRVS, recorded back in April of 1966.
Sun for my tooth when it aches, like a handyman. You fix my heart when it breaks. There are things that I haven't got. So many things, baby, that I need a lot. When I don't understand, my ace in the hole, you're my bird in the hand. I don't have fame, don't have what it takes, but all I got you, baby, yeah, and that's my lucky break. When I get down and out, you see me straight. When I get turned about, and nothing's impossible with you by my side. And life's bumpy road, baby, a soft cushion ride. Look here. And your love, oh, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need, baby. Your precious love, baby. It's all I need. And I don't need nothing, baby, but just your love. Home. Oh yeah.
Everything I've ever wanted, you keep trying to take away. After I've worked my fingers right down to the bone, you tell me this is your house and it's your home. Oh yeah, you tell me this is your house and it's your home. Oh yeah, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I wanna know if you can run this house all alone.
From 1997, and from a disc called Nothing But the Truth out on Choctaw Creek Records. That was Texas Johnny Brown working out of Houston, Texas, with a number called Your House, Your Home. And before we heard Texas Johnny Brown, we heard Bobby Bland, recorded back in April of 1966, doing a number called You're All I Need. Texas Johnny Brown's career had started when he was a boy. He traveled with his father and played music. There was a father and son and a dog. And Johnny Brown ended up in Houston, recorded with Amos Milburn's band back in the late 40s, and then was picked up as a studio musician for Duke and Peacock Records, where he backed up people like Bobby Bland. Also backed up Junior Parker on a lot of Junior Parker's recordings done in the Houston area. We're going to turn to Junior Parker next here on KRVS. Very, very important blues talent out of Memphis, Tennessee. Came out of the Memphis scene. He had worked with in the late 40s with Howling Wolf. Also learned a bit of blues harp from Sonny Boy Williamson II. Had some hits of his own. Here is Junior Parker, recorded in November of 1960, doing a number called I Feel All Right Again.
I saw my baby yesterday, everything was fine. Said that she still loved me, she would still be mine. Hey, hey, you know I feel all right again. Hey, 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 I'm still a loving man. I finally got to be and I feel all right again. I call her on the phone. She was at home. The operator didn't say, I'm sorry, your number is wrong. Hey, hey, you know I feel all right again. Hey, 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 I'm still a loving man. I finally got to be and I feel all right again.
Don't you, woman? Well, You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bear cat. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, I'll rub you. Old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
From March of 1953, recorded at Sam Phillips Studios, Sun Record Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. That was Rufus Thomas with a number called Bearcat, obviously a takeoff on Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog. And this one got to number three on the R&B charts that year, whereas Hound Dog got to number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. And it's interesting to note that Don Robey, who owned the rights to Hound Dog, successfully sued Sun Studios for basically appropriating their tune and making minor changes. But the cat was out of the bag, so to speak. Rufus Thomas was on his way to a bit of stardom. We heard Junior Walker just before hearing Rufus Thomas. Both these guys, again, talents out of Memphis, Tennessee. We heard Junior Parker from 1960 doing I Feel All Right Again. Next here on KRVS, well, we just heard Bearcat, again, a takeoff on Hound Dog. Let's turn to Hound Dog next here on KRVS. Well, it may Big Mama Thornton recorded this with Johnny Otis's orchestra back in August of 1952 in Los Angeles, and it wasn't released until early in 1953, and as said, it was a big number one hit on the R&B charts for many weeks. In fact, it's... I said that Big Mama Thornton was in New York at the time, and she heard it on the radio and heard that it was number one. She hadn't been apprised otherwise. Here she is, though, from August of 1952.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you. Thank you. daughter, I love you. Now wag your tail. Oh, get it.
Ask my captain what time of day. Yes, ask my captain what time of day. He just looked at his watchman and he walked away. Wouldn't mind waking captain from sun to sun. Well, I wouldn't mind waking from sun to sun. If you pay me my money, Captain, when payday comes. Told my captain that old Maud was dead. Well, I told my captain old Maud and you were dead. Never mind, old moon, put the harness on me. Yes, I went all round, man, that old whole career. And I couldn't find a mule with his shoulder well. 6 months ain't long, 2 years ain't a great long time. 6 months ain't long, 2 years ain't no great long time. Got a friend in penitentiary doing 99. Oughta been down on the river, yeah, 1910. Oughta been down on the river in the year 1910. Women wore the ball and chain just like the men.
Mance Lipscomb, recorded in April of 1966 by Chris Strachwitz of Arhuli Records. Mance Lipscomb was discovered by Strachwitz back in 1960. Strachwitz went to Navasota, Texas to record him. And Mance is sort of a classic songster in the Texas tradition and a really, really good blues guitarist. He was preceded by Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton, whom we heard doing Hound Dog, which was later, of course, a bigger hit for Elvis Presley than it was for her. We're going to turn now to Josh White. Josh White, originally from the Carolinas, ended up in Chicago. He was basically a young man indentured to a blues guitarist, Blind Joe Taggart, and got Taggart to Chicago. White was sang a lot of social commentary, which ended up ultimately, unfortunately, getting him in trouble. Here he is doing a number he recorded back in February of 1936 called Silicosis. Silicosis Blues, talking about the fibrotic lung disease that resulted from inhaling fine silica dust in the mines. Josh White.
Made a mighty bad break of me. Oh, silicosis made a mighty bad break of me. You robbed me of my youth and health. All you brought for me was real. Now, silicosis, you a dirty robber and a thief. Oh, silicosis, dirty robber and a thief. Rob you my right to live, and all you brought for me was greed. I was there digging that tunnel for a sick bitter day. I was there digging that tunnel for a sick bitter day. Didn't know I was digging my own grave. Silicosis eat my lungs away. I says, Mama, 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 cool my fevered head. I says, Mama, Mama, come and cool my fevered head. I'm gonna meet my Jesus. God knows I'll soon be dead. Six bits I got for digging, digging that tunnel hole. Bits I got for digging, digging that tunnel hole. Take me away from my baby, it sure done wreck my soul. Now tell all my buddies, tell all my friends you see. Now tell all my buddies, tell all my friends you see, I'm going way up yonder. Please don't weep for me.
Once again, Josh White with Silicosis Is Killing Me, recorded back in 1936. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. Thanks to those of you who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We wouldn't be here without that support. And if you're not a member, we hope it's some point you'll consider becoming one, supporting this radio station and helping us keep these programs going. We cannot do it without listener support. And